some of what we know about breast cancer as many different diseases. It's a different collection of diseases in young women. Is that right?
That's correct. The characteristics of the breast cancer in younger women is slightly different than that of their older counterpart. Women who are older tend to have estrogen receptor positive breast cancer for the most part. The percent of women who have estrogen receptor negative or triple negative breast cancer or younger is higher. But women who have estrogen receptor positive breast cancer who are still menstruating have many more difficulties that the women who already went through natural menopause will not have. And because of either chemotherapy or tamoxifen or other medications that we provide to block the cancer progression or recurrence, we induce early menopause, abrupt menopause, and the symptoms that these women have are much more acute. And part of what we're trying to do with our program is support them beyond the early parts of the treatment. They might be taking a hormone pill for 5 or 10 years, and they will be struggling with hot flushes and sleep disturbance and weight gain. And we want to make sure that they know how to deal with the symptoms and they live their life the best possible way.
So, Alyssa, you've become quite an expert in cancer survivorship generally and breast cancer survivorship specifically. From your perspective, how are these women different? In other words, how much difference is in the way we support them and the way we get them through and get them back, hopefully, into a productive life with their families? How big of a challenge is this? Do we need this kind of program at this point?
Sure. Well, that's a great question. As a young breast cancer survivor myself, I know firsthand the medical and social complexities of treating this disease. We know, as it's already been mentioned, a lot of these women are dating and haven't been married yet or are newly married, and they may be wanting to begin families, as you alluded to, fertility, haven't completed their families. So there are definitely challenges with regarding fertility. They may still be in school for our really young patients or new in their careers. And even if they're in their careers, they may not have the professional capital to take 6 months or a year off or restricted schedules. So there's definitely complexities with that. They financially, we know that cancer is a huge financial burden and they may have less savings. They may have less social support networks. A lot of their friends are busy having their own lives and their own careers, raising their own families, and they may not know anybody there in their peer group that's been diagnosed with cancer. So there are a lot of reasons why we felt like a young women's program was specifically needed to address the medical and psychosocial issues that these women face, not just when they're in treatment, but at the end of treatment when they're sort of trying to figure out survivorship and what comes next now that they've sort of been thrown into this world of cancer.